What's that? What's this one above the six? Look at the six on the keyboard.
Yeah, that's like
what
a,
is that?
That's like
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. Is it a math symbol for up or something? I have no idea. It's an up arrow type of thing.
I don't see a down arrow.
You got that right. So anyway, hanging on the line with us this morning is Deb Cipriani from the Skunk Haven. Good morning, Deb. Are you paying attention to anything we're talking about yet this morning?
Here? Yes, I'm listening to you guys.
All
good
right.
Morning, everybody.
We appreciate you joining us. Now, I don't. This is separate from that because I'm a little out of breath because Deb had me running around. I cannot open that email attachment either, so we'll work on it too. Though we'll figure that out related to Skunkfest 2023 okay. Coming up on Saturday from 10 to 4 over at South Central Park, North Ridgeville. Excited for this year again? Can you tell us a little bit about maybe what you're most excited for this year? I guess.
I'm excited to see everybody coming together to celebrate the skunks. And we're going to have people from Washington, California, Florida, New Jersey, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, of course, Ohio. Everybody's coming together to meet with competition with their pet skunks. And it's going to be king, queen, prince, and princess. We have judges coming in. And we have fun games for the skunks. So everybody's going to get to see something different. And they'll get to see all the colors of skunks, the white, lavender, browns, champagnes, grays. So, yes, skunks come in all different colors other than black and white.
If someone were to ask, what makes a good skunk, what would you say?
The judges are looking at make sure the white is white and not yellowish. Look at the weight. Look at overall conformation, how beautiful the tail is. And the temperament. So it's just like a cat or dog show. They're looking at overall conformation, and it's based on scoring. And then the scores get added up at the end of the judging, and that's how we come up with the prince and princess. The prince and princess is under a year old. King and queen is over a year old.
When you mentioned the weight of a skunk, what's an average weight of a skunk? Sometimes you think they look heavier than they are, but are they? What's the weight of a skunk?
Just like people, we're all different sizes. So anywhere from 3 pounds to maybe 6 or 7 pounds. Like I said, just like people,
wow.
We're all different sizes.
How are your skunks? How many do you actually have that you claim to be your own?
I have a lot of skunks. I am the rescue here,
right.
So we maintain and. You know, we accept them how they are because they're all not very nice. Some are, some not. Some go in litter boxes, some don't. And that's why we're a rescue. The only difference about our rescue, we have to be federally USDA licensed. So we're inspected by the government as well. Not like a regular cat or dog shelter that they're not federally licensed.
Would the skunks have free reign, so to speak, of your home or certain portions?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yes, the skunks have free reign. They're just like a cat or dog. They shouldn't be caged. And we have litter boxes all over the place. And like I said, some crawl in bed with us, some don't. Some want to sit on your lap, some don't. So it's all different personalities. But come to the Skunk Fest and you're going to see all these different colors of skunks and competition. And we have all these different vendors that are coming in. So it's not just skunks that will be there. We have vendors coming in called the Skunksberry Inn all the way from South Carolina. So she'll be there. We got Ferrets Unlimited that's coming in to show their ferrets. We got Unique Solutions. We got all these different knickknacks, skunk knickknacks, stuff for your pets. Muskie the Ferret, there's a book that will be there. That there's going to be different authors that will be there as well that have written skunk books. So it's a wide variety. We got snow cone cups and lemonade coming in. So it's all different vendors, all different things. So it's an event that you don't want to miss.
Deb, we might have covered this in the past, but are skunks native to this country or were they brought here from someplace else?
Okay, skunks are native to the United States. They have been sent from the United States, exported out to different countries to where they are breeding them for pets. but they are originated in the United States. So it's an all-American pet, the skunk.
Wow.
And as far as the wild skunks, they do not spray unless they're threatened. Now, all the skunks at the Skunk Fest, their scent sacks have been taken out by breeders, legal breeders, because you got to be federally licensed. But the wild skunks, they are beneficial to our environment. They get rid of the bees, the insects, and the mice. They go after mice. So they are beneficial. And again, they're not going to bother you unless you're going to bother them, just like people.
All right, so here's my skunk story, or at least I think. I had a yellow jacket's nest in the ground through a hole. I put something there which I thought was going to kill them, and then 3 days later, the entire nest had been dug up. It looked like some backhoe had come in and dug up this giant spot in my yard. Do you think a skunk was involved in that, or was there other nighttime creatures?
Nope, most definitely. We've seen skunks do that, dig a hole to get the ground bees out, yes. Definitely a skunk.
Okay. So I thank whatever skunk that was that took care of that for me, but they're out there now. Is this the time that they're most active, or what's this seasonal of the wild skunks going on?
The skunks are diurnal, so they come out in the morning and they come out in the evening. They're most active around mating season, which is in May. June, the babies will come out in June or July or May. It all depends. So they're more active earlier in the season, but you'll see them periodically walking around, you know, in the early evening and, like I said, the morning time as well.
Most likely are they outside, you know, we always see sometimes they end up under porches and, you know, in near people or something like that. But in the wild, are they like under just sort of in trees, under woods? Where's the habitat for them?
They mostly go underneath, you're right, porches. If they find a little burrow, somebody else's burrow, like a groundhog's burrow or something like that. So that's what their habitat would be, more not like underneath a tree. It's more underneath a burrow or underneath a house, underneath a porch.
So you mentioned how they kind of have the run of the home. Do you have little areas, little cave-type areas that they like to hang out at, or, you know, just sort of hide, or are they active pretty much throughout the days for you?
They sleep mostly during the day. They adapt to your lifestyle. And I have cat beds and igloos and stuff that I like to crawl in. And, of course, they crawl up in bed as well underneath the covers.
Where do people get skunk supplies and things like that? There are organizations that have those sort of things?
Well, they'll have items for sale at the Skunk Fest, of course, for your pets. And if you go to the pet stores, Pet Supply Plus or Hollywood Feed, they have different cat beds, igloos, chewies online. They're pretty reasonable. So, yeah, igloos or square beds that they like to climb in. So they like to have sleeping bags. So all that kind of nice cushy stuff.
I see you got T-shirts and things like that. You got some swag for Skunk Fest.
Yes. Yep, we'll have all that at Skunk Fest.
Again, the Skunk Fest.
So go ahead. Come on down.
It's a free event, rain or shine, Skunk Fest 2023. If you're an animal lover and nature lover, this is a great place to meet some great folks and have some fun. There's some music, even the costume contest. Now, that's the skunk costume contest, right?
Yes, the skunks will be dressed up in different little costumes to be neat. One last year, I seen a castle. Somebody had a castle and had their skunk in the castle, so that was pretty cool. So you're going to see something unique and different, and it's our main fundraiser for the year for Skunk Haven to help the skunks.
Deb, do people dress up as skunks? Should Bruce come dressed up?
Of course. We have people. We have somebody from Michigan that comes down dressed up as a skunk, and we have other people that come in. We don't know who the other people are, but we welcome anybody who wants to dress up as a skunk. Come on down. The more the merrier.
The more the merrier. Absolutely. Skunk Fest 2023 over at the South Central Park on Avon Belden Road in North Ridgeville. Again, it goes from 10 until 4 this coming Saturday, September 9th. Deb, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for chatting with us and putting up with us this morning. Thanks.
Thank you, and come on down.
Well, Deb Cipriani joining us this morning again. It is Skunk Fest 2023. You can go to skunkhaven.net to find out a lot of more information about the rescue group as well as the Skunk Fest this coming Saturday.